St. Luke chapter 1, beginning with the second half of verse 78. The day spring from on high hath visited us, to give light to them that sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace. Thus saith the Lord. Dear friends in Christ, we continue to edge closer and closer to the most wonderful time of the year, as the song goes. And maybe we remember this part of it too. Everyone telling you, be of good cheer. Holiday greetings, happy meetings, tales of the Christmases of long, long ago. But here we are tonight, once again, focusing on things that don't quite have that same Christmassy feeling as that song does. Focusing on hymns and scripture readings that, at first glance anyway, don't seem to be quite that Christmassy. Especially compared to how the world celebrates Christmas. Come on, the birth of John the Baptist? I thought Christmas was about the birth of the Savior, and even some of the world recognizes that. Or what about the words of his father, Zacharias? What does Zacharias have to do with Christmas? And once again, he gives that message of prepare ye. In other words, we must have that repentance and faith to be ready for Christ. And those things just don't seem to be that Christmassy. But actually, they have everything to do with Christmas. Zacharias knew that the birth of his son was one of those clear and absolute indicators that the Savior was coming, that the light of the world was coming to shine in our hearts. Scripture says that John came for a witness, to bear witness of that light, that all men through him might believe. He was that true light, Christ, that lighteth every man that cometh into the world. We read that in John chapter 1, and we understand that to mean that that light is available for all people. That light of forgiveness in Christ is available for all. For God will have all people to be saved. So of course we're not talking about sunlight or artificial light or neon light or whatever. We're talking about the spiritual light of Christ, the light of his forgiving grace. Being filled with God's Spirit, Zacharias' words are full of this light of Christ, the light of Christmas that brings peace and comfort to our soul. Even though the world really doesn't recognize Zacharias as being part of Christmas, his words, which we'll summarize here a little bit, God has visited and redeemed his people. That would be you and me. He remembered his promise, the promise of the Savior. He has overcome all our enemies, even our greatest ones of sin and death and the devil, everything that would have separated us from God. This baby born in Bethlehem overcomes it all, that we might serve him without fear all the days of our life. Truly, what problem do we have that God has not already overcome through his Son, born without sin for us, born in your heart and mine, to take away our sin, to give us that true faith, that gift of faith, by the gift of His Spirit, as He shines the light of His Word in our heart. Now, Zacharias goes on to talk about the dayspring from on high. And dayspring means what? Dayspring literally means a rising star. And we see from our second epistle lesson that Jesus Himself refers to Himself as the bright and morning star. He is the star that outshines everything else. The star that overcomes all darkness. We continue to experience the darkness of sin on a daily basis. We find ourselves saying things and doing things and even just thinking things that we regret. We find ourselves weighed down by those things, that darkness of sin. We find that sometimes even bridges are burned. Relationships become sometimes even permanently damaged by that darkness of sin. And yes, even the most faithful Christians experience these things. God Himself calls Zacharias a faithful man of God. Yet he doubted God's promise. He had his moment of doubt and unbelief. My wife and I are just too old. How can we bring forth a son? But we don't need to know the how. God's promise is all that we need. And so there were consequences for his moment of doubt. For 9 months, he wouldn't be able to speak one word or hear one word. We remember that saying that sin keeps us longer than we want to stay. Sin costs us much more than we want to pay. But the good news is that light is come into the world. That day star, that bright and morning star that outshines everything. It overcomes the darkness of sin and unbelief. The Savior comes to be born of a lowly virgin, without sin, conceived without sin by the power of the Holy Ghost. And He brings us that light of forgiveness, the light of God's grace and patience, as He suffers long with this world. He allows many evil things to go on because He is patiently waiting for more repentance and faith as His Word continues to shine in this world. So we don't need to cling to our sins or try to hide from them because the light of Christ overcomes them all. So if we confess our sins, God is faithful and just to forgive us our sin, to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. That's the light of Christ, the light of forgiveness, the light of the knowledge of forgiveness. God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ. So Zacharias also says that this light guides us into the way of peace. Peace that comes from knowing we are forgiven. This isn't the peace of having everything always work out the way we might expect, but knowing that God always has a plan for us, and it is always absolutely good. True peace isn't necessarily getting everything we want for Christmas, every earthly thing. True peace comes from knowing that God is at peace with us, and that there is no condemnation to those who are in Christ, that we will inherit life, eternal life, because he was born without sin. The light of God's word, the light of Christ, continues to open our understanding. We continue to learn new things every time we study God's word. We continue to have that new life, that new hope that Christ gives us through his word. We too will have moments of doubt, as we already have. We have those moments of doubt like Zacharias. Yet God always remains with us and remains faithful to us to never leave us, even in our moment of doubt. The light of Christ shines brighter. The light of Christ overcomes our sin and our doubt. And God sees us in the light of the perfect life of his Son. The day spring from on high hath visited us to give light to them that sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace. May he then continue to shine that light of Christ in our heart and continue to be born in us, to be our Savior. In Jesus' name, amen. Now may the peace of God that passeth all understanding keep our hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.